Where are things heading right now in terms of MSI high disease, and who should be tested for MSI?
I think every patient with a solid malignancy should be tested for mismatch repair deficiency. I mean, that's along the lines of the FDA approval. I mean, the FDA put some thinking to that, allowing pembrolizumab to be used for all patients, not even characterized which kind of cancers, but all patients with tumors harboring this specific phenotype. And so we have an FDA-approved agent that's looking for patients, and we can only identify these patients if we run the tests. And if you look at immunohistochemistry, that's a pretty cheap and easy test to use for all solid tumors. So at Mayo, again, we have implemented at least all GI cancers should be checked, and we've left it up to the different disease groups to see whether, for instance, bladder cancer and others, or prostate cancer should be checked too. If I had a cancer, I would like to see what my mismatch repair deficiency status of my cancer was, because, you know, the implication for treatment, even if it's only one out of 200, would be tremendous.
So we got a couple questions from the audience about something I wasn't sure why they were asking, which is the issue of, quote, patient with MSI high disease is also BRAF positive. Do we know anything about that specific subset and particularly how they respond to checkpoint inhibitors?
Yeah. So about 20%, 15-20% of patients with BRAF mutation are also MSI high. And the biology is, you know, BRAF mutation leads to methylation, higher methylation of DNA, which can methylate the promoter region, particularly of MLH1, the MLH1 gene, which deactivates the gene. So what you have is a BRAF V600E mutation. You see lack of expression of MLH1 immunohistochemistry. And this is based to a kind of a methylation shutdown of the promoter region of this gene. So there is this overlap, but we have seen data in particular from Mike Overman's study that patients with BRAF mutant tumors and non-BRAF mutant tumors, Lynch syndrome and non-Lynch syndrome patients, they respond to immunotherapy in exactly the same way. So whether it's BRAF V600E mutant or not, the MSI high situation or mismatch repair deficient situation is really the most deciding phenotype for the use of immunotherapy.